Welcome to another episode of Stocks to Watch, where we bring you the latest insights from seasoned experts to help you make informed investment decisions. I am Munir Barazi, your business analyst and host, and today I'm speaking with Trevor Boyd, the technical advisor at Canadian North Resources, a company overseeing the highly prospective Ferguson Lake property in Canada. The company is publicly traded on the TSX Venture Exchange as CNRI, on the OTCQX as CNRSF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as EO0. Welcome, Trevor. It's good to have you with us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
You're quite welcome. So CNRI has made an exciting announcement regarding the increase in your copper, nickel, cobalt, palladium, and platinum mineral resource estimate. Before we discuss the details of this increase, could you give us an overview of the original resource estimate for the Ferguson Lake property?
The original resource was, which was the initial Canadian North resource, which was filed in July 2022. This was based on a historic reevaluation, resampling of the historic drilling that was completed, that had been completed on the project since the 1950s. That resource was important because for the first time we not only defined a good open pit resource, and also were able to bring in the value of platinum and palladium for the first time in the history of the project. So that was quite exciting. We've talked about that resource before. It's about 24.4 million tons indicated and about 47 million tons inferred at grades of approximately 0.85% copper, 0.6% nickel, 0.07% cobalt, about 1.3 grams per ton palladium, and about 0.25 grams per ton platinum. So that's where we set the stage for this new resource, which was filed on March 19th this year, March 19th this year.
This is already impressive. And on top of that, you've reported a 172% increase in indicated mineral resources, amounting to 66.1 million tons. Could you share more details about the components of this increase?
Yes, this is very exciting because this puts us over the threshold for starting looking in earnest at development options in terms of development assessments, particularly for that indicated resource. And that was despite the fact that we, as you know, in the last 2 years, we've had a major reduction in the price of palladium. And also, this project, this increase in value and size takes into account the reduction in our recoverables for nickel, which I can go into later.
And in addition, the report also mentions a successful upgrade of significant mineral resource tonnages from the inferred to the indicated category. This suggests an increase in the confidence level of your resource estimate. Is my understanding correct?
Yes, very much so. We have now succeeded in basically bringing over all the potentially open pit material in the east zone and in the west side of the west zone into indicated and into open pit material. So of that 66 million tons indicated, over 53, about almost 53 million tons of that is open pit. And of course, with that scenario, with that new information, we very much enhance the options for development and moving this forward.
And subsequent flotation tests have shown also that you have copper, nickel, and PGM concentrates. Can you tell us a bit more about those discoveries and why they are so significant?
They're so important because this is just a news release that came out yesterday, April 3rd. And this news release should be read in a complementary fashion with the resource statement, which was announced on March 19th, because for the first time, the resource now is defined based on flotation recoverables from flotation testing as opposed to hydromet. And although we took a penalty in nickel, we did not significantly harm the deposit in doing so. Matter of fact, we enhanced it, and we've enhanced it very much in terms of cost options, much more than any penalty that we received in nickel. So this is actually very exciting.
Sounds very good. And I understand that 80% of the indicated mineral resources are considered open pit, and that improves the cost effectiveness of this project. Can you tell us a bit more about the development costs on the Ferguson Lake property?
There are two ways. Based on these two news releases and this new information, this has really opened our options for reducing costs, having options to reduce costs for development. Particularly one is with the great increase in the size of the open pit resource. Of course, from a mining perspective, it goes to say that that always decreases potential costs for development and particularly in operations. But also with the success in creating a full flotation flow sheet, we have options for reducing costs now, for assessing the reduction of costs for metallurgical and processing. And those are two major improved options which we can follow up on.
So the economics of this project already look very encouraging. And I want to ask you about those latest results. Do they align with your initial expectations? Have you updated your models based on those results?
Yes, we are in the process of doing that. Yes, this is what we were hoping for, particularly with the indicated resource. We will continue to drill because we want to move this project over 100 million tons in total. Right now, with indicated and inferred together, we're about 92 million tons altogether. And there are very much options for doing that as well. So yes, this very much improves our economic potential of the project. Mind you, this is the north, but this is all relative in terms of a very high cost environment.
And my last question, why should investors be as excited as you are about all of those latest updates?
If we show options for reducing costs in more than one fashion, we improve options in terms of improving the economics of the project. If we improve the economics of the project, as well as the grade and the tonnage, then we improve the value of the company. Your share of the project becomes more valuable, or potentially more valuable. Of course.
Absolutely. There are so many positive aspects about the Ferguson Lake property already. Good grade, positive economics, and good potential for expansion. Thank you so much for outlining all of that. Trevor Boyd, the technical advisor at Canadian North Resources, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights. We look forward to hearing more from Canadian North Resources very soon.
Yes, we're quite excited about what's going on. Our project still remains open. The main mineralized horizon remains open along strike, along 15 kilometers to the west and the east, and also open at depth. So we are looking at development options now, but we plan to continue drilling and to increase the size and value of this project.
It's an open horizon.
Yes. Yes, it's a blue sky, open horizon.
Thank you so much, Trevor Boyd.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.